But first, a day after the Prime Minister's extraordinary gender attack against Tony Abbott, debate is now raging over a highly offensive menu that was distributed at a Liberal Party fundraiser in March. Julia Gillard says the document is grossly sexist and offensive and has demanded the party disendorse the candidate linked to the dinner, the former Howard government minister, Mel Brough. The opposition leader, Tony Abbott, has condemned the menu contents but says his high-profile candidate will stay. The government says it's pure coincidence the menus come to light the day after Julia Gillard reignited the gender debate with claims women would have no voice under a coalition government. From Canberra, Samantha Hawley reports.
It's the old-fashioned political street walk, and Kevin Rudd's a master at it. In a busy street in the Sydney suburb of Hurstville, Mr Rudd proved he can still draw a crowd and engage with voters in English and Mandarin. As Mr Rudd strolled the Sydney street, he did look prime ministerial, and he was speaking that way too.
Well, I couldn't care less about myself. I've heard something about the references to the Prime Minister.
He's responding to the latest political scandal, revelations of a highly offensive Liberal Party fundraising menu. In part, the menu reads, Julia Gillard, Kentucky Fried Quail, small breasts, huge thighs and a big red box. The dinner was held on behalf of the coalition candidate and former government minister, Mal Brough, in March, but the document made its way to the press today.
Can I just say this about Mr Brough, my own home state of Queensland? Number one, he's a former minister of the Howard government. Number two, he's a highly experienced politician. Number three, he organised the fundraiser which used all these menus. Four, it wasn't a mistake. He knew it was being used.
The Prime Minister followed up later from Perth.
Well, I mean, this is Tony Abbott's Liberals. This is what they're like. And I think the real risk for Australia is if Mr Abbott was ever Prime Minister, it wouldn't be a question of what's on fundraising menus. We'd see this lack of respect for women littered throughout all of his government policy documents.
And what should happen with Mr Brough?
Mr Brough should be disendorsed.
The opposition leader, Tony Abbott, says that won't be happening.
Look, I condemn it, as Mal Brough has. I think that we should all be bigger and better than that.
Mal Brough has apologised. The government frontbencher, Craig Emerson, says a chef at the restaurant tweeted the menu last night in response to the shadow treasurer, Joe Hockey, who was the guest of honour at the fundraising dinner.
It appears that the chef circulated this menu in response to Joe Hockey's statement on Twitter last night that the Prime Minister has never had respect and doesn't deserve it and will never have respect. There was a response to that from Mr Hockey. I call on Mr Hockey to have a bit of decency, show a bit of respect and apologise for going to this fundraising function without raising the issue of the menu.
It is quite plausible that he did not see that menu.
It's not plausible. It is implausible that a menu that was supposed to be humorous but in fact was vulgar and vile would not have been the subject of conversation.
Andrew is the chef in question. He spoke to ABC Radio in Sydney.
It was an invite only. It was either $1,000 or $2,000 per head function. And I was just absolutely shocked. And if Joe Hockey's claiming he wouldn't have seen it, I'm pretty sure that he host of that function would have been passing that menu around and making sure everyone saw it.
Joe Hockey says he can't remember the menu.
I don't recall seeing the menu. I don't recall.
There's only 20 people were at the event, I understand. You don't recall seeing
no,
it?
No, I don't. And is this really the biggest issue in Australia today?
It's obviously a topic.
The Prime Minister yesterday called myself, my colleagues, effectively misogynist pigs. Prime Minister described me as a fat man in Parliament not that long ago. I don't think the Prime Minister's qualified to make these sort of comments, and I would urge her to focus on running the nation.
In an extraordinary address on Tuesday, Julia Gillard said women will be banished from political life if Labor loses the election and abortion will become a political plaything. And even some in her own party, including backbenchers Stephen Jones and Ed Husic, have been critical of her judgment.
There's a difference here, I think. Neither Mr Jones nor Mr Husic were in Parliament when Liberal Party women rebelled when Tony Abbott was Health Minister. So concerned were they about the attitude that he was taking to RU486. Well, I was in Parliament.
If elected, would you contemplate any changes to abortion laws?
The short answer is no.
Julia Gillard's ministerial team is publicly backing her speech and her leadership. Craig Emerson again.
Julia Gillard will lead this government, this party, to the next election. Kevin Rudd has said there are no circumstances under which he would return to the leadership. That's that.
Parliament returns for the last sitting fortnight of this term next week.
Samantha Hawley reporting.